This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Wayne Bonfiglio, how are you?
Good, Rich. How are you?
Doing very well. Wayne is with me. He's the Lodge president. FOP South Jersey Lodge 56. Wayne, thanks for making the time today. First of all, I was honored that you invited me to be part of the memorial service next week, and so I'm grateful that you invited me to that. So thank you. Let's talk about that for a quick second, if we could.
First, Rich, now it's my turn to thank you. There's not many people that are willing to speak out on behalf of police officers. I will be honest. I've only started listening to you for the last 6 months. I had somebody turn me on to you. And, you know, I hate to say it this way, but it was love. It was love at first listen.
I love that.
You're the fact that you stand up for us is just awesome. And I thank you, not only from me, but from every other law enforcement officer in this area.
Well, it's my honor. Thank you for saying that, Bill. I mean, it means a lot, Wayne. Thank you very much. I'm glad. It's also good because word of mouth, because we have no money to advertise the show. So that's the best way. When I hear that, that's a good thing.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Now let's talk about FOP South Jersey Lodge 56. How many departments? I'm looking at all the patches right now. A huge number of South Jersey departments, but also some federal departments too.
Yes. Yeah. We are a multi-jurisdiction lodge. A lot of FOP lodges are strictly labor. They just work with officers and help with grievances and labor issues. Our lodge is more of a civic organization, as you can tell by the variety of agencies that are in our lodge. We do a lot of things for the community. We do fundraisers. One of the ones I was talking to Greg about, Greg used to ride with the Tour to Shore, which has now changed to the Bend to the Shore as the old Irish Pub Children's Foundation. So we changed that to follow what our mission statement is, which is the families behind the badge. So that's one of the things. We give back a lot to our community. We give scholarships. We have an immediacy fund that if an officer is killed in the line of duty, we are at their widow or their family's house immediately with money to help them through the tough times. And we do, like I said, we do a lot of community events. We try to help support our agencies and our departments in the lodge with money that we raise through fundraisers to help their community. We do, in fact, in Berlin Township, the money that the lodge donates to Berlin Township Police Department, we're able to do a youth academy for a week in the summer. So we try to reach out and help as many departments and agencies as possible. And as far as the memorial is concerned, I guess back in 96, 97, when I came to Berlin Township, I had a gentleman who was a lieutenant in Evesham. He started doing this memorial, and it was small at first, and to the last couple of years, it's kind of grown into a really nice candlelight vigil.
Great. I mean, not great that we have to have something like that, of course, because I know that we're going to be honoring police officers who've died in the line of duty, but it's great that we're having something like that to recognize them. I think it's incredibly important for their family.
And we invite families, we invite friends to participate, to come with us, because a lot of people they're not exposed to the tragedies and the sacrifices that law enforcement has to make, which just started several years ago, is we have a lot of officers that ride into Police Unity Tour from this area to Washington, D.C. So we kind of bring them in, we have them recognized, we give them a little blessing, and we kick them off the road, because they actually pedal from here to Washington, D.C. to get to, so they're in Washington, D.C. for Police Week.
That's great. I mean, that's a long ride, though, from South Jersey to D.C. That's a very long bike ride.
Yeah, it is. It's one heck of a sacrifice, the guys. But the guys that do it, I've been there for when they come in, and I've seen it several years where they actually pedal into the monument area. And if I tell you if there's 3,000 police officers riding, there's 3,000 police officers that when they cross that finish line, they're in full blown tears. You know, just they're it's just a very emotional thing to see.
And again, the event that I'll be at Tuesday night, Tuesday, May 7th, 7 p.m., which will be at the FOP Lodge 56, 235 Pine Avenue, West Berlin, New Jersey. All law enforcement officers, family, friends, and neighbors are welcome to attend the service. And if it does rain, I know you also have a location for rain. It'll be at Our Lady of Mount Carmel School Gym, which is located in on the White Horse Pike. So it'll be either way, rain or shine, the event will happen on May 7th.
Correct.
And we'll pay respect to, as you put it here, to our brothers and sisters who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful that you're doing that. I think it's tremendous. And like I said to you, Wayne, I'm honored to be part of it. Now, I think for a lot of people who don't understand, I mean, I'm from, you know, my dad was retired law enforcement, but a lot of people who don't know, they hear FOP, Fraternal Order of Police. I think that in their minds, they hear union, you know, bargaining contracts. But there's so much more in terms of what you mentioned before, in terms of the to be there for the families, to be there for the fallen, to be there for the kids, to be there for scholarships, all of those events that take place. And it's that camaraderie that's there. And not only for people who are members of your lodge, but also all FOP lodges throughout the country, really, if somebody needs you guys.
Correct. Correct. And you know, there's the PBA is out there, and we don't limit any of our events strictly to FOP members. It's open to all law enforcement, whether you're local, whether you're county, state, federal. We just, like you hit it right on the head, we are just a brotherhood. We are a brotherhood, a sisterhood that we want to bring everyone together and know that if something happens, we are there standing behind them, standing to help them get back up on their feet. And we're there for their families as well.
And that's so important. You can't say that enough. I mean, in terms of every day a police officer leaves to go to work, you know, the family has to think, is this the last day I'll see my dad, last day I'll see my mom? And so, you know, that's very important that support network is there. So thank God for that. I mean, really, truly thank God for that. And I noticed, too, Wayne, you've got, so the state police, New Jersey State Police is part of the association. You've got Border Patrol. I think it was Air Marshals, too. So a number of federal agencies, state, local, county. It really is encompassing so many departments in our area. It's tremendous.
Yes, it truly is. We're a very fortunate lodge that we're set up the way we are. There's a lot of lodges that are just strictly for the town that they, you know, that their officers are in. We are not. So we're so diverse, and we get a lot of our outreach is tremendous.
Now, when can people start signing up to ride with you guys down to the shore?
Well, as far as that, they can go to the website, which is Families Behind the Badge. If they Google it, they'll find it. It's on Facebook. If they look for me on my Facebook account, it's Wayne Bonfiglio. They'll be able to find a link through there. But even if you go to the Irish Pub, which is where our office is based out, they'll still be able to find a link. But it's the Families Behind the Badge. It's the Bend to the Shore 2019. If they Google that, they'll find it. They can sign up now. They can sign up to be part of a team. They can sign up to be individuals. I ride in a police car the entire. I'm in charge of traffic and, you know, make sure that every town along the way is participating and helping out with traffic for these cyclists. So I became a virtual rider. I'm not actually pedaling a bike. I'm in a marked police car driving the whole way. So there's a lot of ways people can volunteer at the different rest stops. They can volunteer down Atlantic City. There's just so many ways that they can help to contribute to the Bend to the Shore.
What do you think, Stocker? Should we get a Zioli Army team together?
Yes, 100%.
I think we should,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
You're more than welcome to join. If for some reason, I know Greg did the tour to shore. I don't know how you are, but you have my cell phone number. If for some reason you can't make it through, give me a call. We'll throw you in the back of the police car. I'll black out the windows so nobody can get you back there. And we could just drop you off somewhere close to Atlantic City so you don't have, you know, you get to tell everybody you rode the whole way.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it would be a great kept secret. It won't be the first time I've been in the back of a police car, and it won't be the last. And also, by the way, this idea of a bike ride, I got a torn rotator cuff. My back's a mess. I have no muscle structure in my body, so this would require intensive training, Wayne. So
there's a perfect spot for you at Lodge 56. You can hand out bottles of water. You can, or you know, if that's too heavy, we can give you the orange slice.
That's fantastic. I mean, I love that. And listen, you need a wingman in the police car. You can't just be in there by yourself. That's ridiculous. It's a long drive. You know,
you can jump on in if you want.
I love it.
I have a problem, so
it's fantastic. And that's coming up on Sunday, July 28th, the Bend of the Shore Bike Tour. So we'll talk more about that. And look, I'm really looking forward to seeing you and seeing all the members of the lodge Tuesday night for the memorial service and the candlelight vigil. And I'm honored, Wayne, that you invited me and all the departments there that will be there that night. It's a tremendous honor for me and I know the audience as well. So thank you again, Wayne Bonfiglio, Lodge President, FOP South Jersey Lodge 56. You Irish?
My wife is half.
Oh, she's half Irish. Bonfiglio. It's a very Irish name. I tell you,
that's
really.
That's as close as I get.
It sings. It sings to it. Well, Zioli, you know, I married an Irish girl, too. The Italians and the Irish make very good partners. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not many other cultures can put up with us, the Italians.
No, so. You're absolutely right.
All right, Wayne. Thanks, my friend. Listen, I'll see you. I'll see everybody Tuesday night, May 7th, for the memorial vigil.
You got it, Rich. Thank you. Greg, thanks for your help. I appreciate it, both of you.
Take care, Wayne.
All right, bye now.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.